ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 Chapter 7, The Activities of King Bharat. We will do text 8 and 9. Text 8 has a very short purport, and then text 9, we'll talk about that one. So this is all in prose form. That's why you don't have it on the board. So we will just, I'll read it once, and then go through the translation and purport.
एवं वर्षायुता सहस्र पर्यंता विष्टा कर्म निर्वाण अवसरौ अधिभुज्यमानम् एव तनायभ्यो रिक्तं पितृ पैतामहं यथादायं विभाज्य स्वयं सकल समपन निकेतात् स्वनिकेतात् पुल आश्रमं प्रव्रज
ट्रांसलेशन प्रप्रवेशवाइंगेशलेशिवकरण स्वामी श्रीपाद की जय डेस्टिनी फिक्स द टाइम फॉर महाराज भरत भरत्स एन्जॉयमेंट ऑफ मटेरियल ऑपुलेंस एट 1,000 टाइम्स 10,000 इयर्स व्हेन दैट पीरियड वाज फिनिश्ड ही रिटायर्ड फ्रॉम फैमिली लाइफ एंड डिवाइडेड द वेल्थ He had received from his forefathers among his sons. He left his paternal home, the reservoir of all opulence, and started for Pula Ashram, which is situated in Haridwar. The Shalagram Shilas are obtainable there. I'll read the purport also and then we'll move to 9. According to the law of Daya Bhak, when one inherits an estate, he must hand it over to the next generation. Bharat Maharaj did this properly. First, he enjoyed his paternal property for 1,000 times, 10,000 years. At the time of his retirement, he divided his property among his sons and left for Pula Ashrama. Text 9.
Yatraha Vava Bhagavan Hariyatyapi Tatryanam Nijjananam Vasalena Sandipayata Icha Rupena.
I'll do word to word also. Yatra, where? Havava, certainly. Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari, the Lord. Adhyapi, even today. Tatratyanam, residing in that place. Nijajananam, for his own devotees. Vastalena, by his transcendental affection. Sannidhyapyate, becomes visible. Icha rupena, according to the desire of the devotee.
Translation.
At Pulha Ashram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, out of his transcendental affection for his devotee, becomes visible to his devotee, satisfying his devotee's desires. Please repeat. At Pulha Ashrama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, out of his transcendental affection for his devotee, becomes visible to his devotee. Satisfying his devotee's desires. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord always exists in different transcendental forms. As stated in Brahma Sahita 5:39,
Ramadi Murteshu Kalanyamena Tishtan Nana Avataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Sambhavat Parma Pumaniyo Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami.
The Lord is situated as Himself, Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is accompanied by his expansions like Lord Ram, Baladev, Sankarshan, Narayana, Mahavishnu, and so forth. The devotees worship all these forms according to their liking, and the Lord, out of his affection, presents himself as Archvigraha. He sometimes presents himself personally before the devotee out of reciprocation or affection. A devotee is always fully surrendered to the loving service of the Lord, and the Lord is visible to the devotee according to the devotee's desires. He may be present in the form of Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Narsingadev, and so on. Such is the exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees.
Om Agyanam Trimandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunitam Yene Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaha Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashacha Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
So Hare Krishna, it's nice to be back again. When I guess walked in last night, Mother Jayabhadra, she's not here, and Parthasartha Prabhu, and he's not here. They both said, "Oh, Prabhuji, when are you going to give classes?" So I guess being pure devotees of Krishna, Krishna's fulfilling the desires, and so last night, Yadunand Maharaj came and knocked on my door about 9 o'clock, saying, "Prabhu, I'm not feeling well. Can you give the class?" So here I am. Please bless me that I can do it at a short notice. I require a lot of preparation. But I'm sure with your blessings, we can talk something about it. So the setting is such that Maharaj Bharat, after ruling the earth, he performed many sacrifices for his purification. And now he's left his kingdom and retired to Pula Ashram near Haridwar. And in this translation it says, at Pula Ashram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, out of his transcendental affection for his devotee, becomes visible to his devotee, satisfying his devotee's desire. So, Maharaj Bharat performed many, he says before that, ritualistic sacrifices, and he did penances, austerities, and then the Lord, he got the presence of the Lord in his heart. And so here Prabhupada is talking this purpose that the Lord appears in different forms. It is stated in the Brahma Sanhita also. He appears as Lord Ram, Lord Narsingadev. And the key point that Prabhupada is making is then the devotees see that form of the Lord, they worship this form of the Lord according to their desires. Because the question may be asked is, why does Krishna appear as Lord Narsingadev? Why did he appear as Lord Ram? Why did he appear as Varaha? And there are several reasons why he appears. He appeared as Lord Varaha to really save the world. And the earth was sinking into this Garbhodak ocean. The ocean was totally polluted by Hiranyaksha, by both the brothers, and only the Varaha form could get into all the filth and the dirt and bring the earth back. He appeared as Lord Nrisingadev. And the appearance of Lord Nrisingadev, as we all know that, was in reciprocation, like Prabhupada is saying, that he sometimes presents himself personally before the devotee out of reciprocation or affection. So the Nrisinga avatar, it's an awesome avatar, really doesn't make any sense. Half man, half lion, you know, coming out of pillar. I mean, if it's lion incarnation, I mean, you think he would come out of the forest, you know. Shishi, Radha Gopinath ki jai. But he appeared in reciprocation of an affection of Prahlad Maharaj. He also appeared in that particular form to really sort of reciprocate in some ways with Lord Brahma. Because Lord Brahma had given that crazy benediction to Hrinyakashipu that you will not be killed here and there and outside, inside and everything else. In fact, it is said that after it was done with, Lord Krishna went to Lord Brahma and said, okay, you know, this is the last one. Don't give this thing again to me. See what I had to do to satisfy your benediction. So Krishna is very kind, very affectionate to his devotees, and whatever they say, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, even to Arjuna, that you announce to the world that I protect my devotees. Then they will never perish. Because I sometimes even break my own vows, but when my devotee makes a vow, I don't break it, or I fulfill it, either way. And so, we take a look at the, Dhruv Maharaj. Krishna came as Lord Vishnu. In case of Bhishma Dev was, Krishna was present when Bhishma Dev was passing. But the desire of Bhishma Dev was what? To see the Vishnu form. So at the time of his passing away, Krishna shows his Vishnu form. We take a look at Advaita Acharya. The reason Lord Chaitanya appeared was again to satisfy the desires of a pure devotee, Advaita Acharya, and he personally appeared. So we can see, because Prabhupada is saying is that we can see the Lord in the Archvigraha form. He's present. But sometimes, when the devotee wants to see a particular form of Krishna, of the Lord, then he appears like that. It is said there's a story out of, Murari Gupta. Lord Chaitanya wanted him to worship Krishna. And Murari Gupta said, I'll try. He tried and tried, but could not get that love to worship Krishna. And he respected Lord Chaitanya, and he said he couldn't do it, so he was very despondent, very depressed, was ready to commit suicide. Murari Gupta was an Ayurvedic doctor, and so he got very depressed that Lord Chaitanya said worship Krishna, and he just couldn't find the desire to do that. And he even had a knife ready, and he was going to slash his wrist or something like that. And that time Lord Chaitanya, he knew, being in the heart of everyone, he rushed from his home to Murari Gupta's house and said, can I have that knife? He said, which knife? So I'd like to have, you know, cut something up. Anyway, and then Marigupta, you know, confessed. He said, you know, Prabhu, you know, you want me to worship Lord Krishna, but I can't. I just cannot get myself up to do it. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I know that. I was just sort of seeing your testing, or you know, seeing your desires. He said, you're actually Hanuman. And therefore, and then Lord Chaitanya, to satisfy Marigupta, showed him the Shadbhuj form, which included Lord Ram. And so there's another story, and I'm not sure if it's accurate or not, but I'd heard that Tulsidas, the one who wrote, you know, Ramcharitmanas, Passage Lord Ram, he said that he went to Vrindavan, being a holy dham, and he went to the temple of Banki Bihari, and he saw the form of the Lord. And again, he says, Lord, I like you, but I just don't care for that flute in your hand. I've always seen you with the bow and arrow. And so in the Banki Bihari's temple, they shut the curtains, you know, I mean, he gives a momentary darshan, then they shut the curtains and they open up and it goes on and on like that. So he said that, and he prayed for the Lord. He said, I just want to see your Ram form. And he said, then the curtains closed, and when the curtains opened again, Krishna had a bow in his hand, then the flute. So so Krishna goes to this great extent to satisfy the devotee's desire. But so they... And here, or in the previous verse, I think there's a question was raised also, is why did Maharaj Bharat performed all those yajñas and sacrifices? So to see the form of the Lord that one's desires, one has to be pure. One has to have the purity and also the bhava. And that is achieved because Krishna is pure, we are impure, and we really cannot see him till we attain that mood, that bhava, the desire, and the purity. And therefore, for that, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one has to do three things. They are, he says this several places, he says this in chapter 18, text 5, one has to perform yajna, dan, and tapa. Why do we do austerities? It's because, why do we yajnas? Is to purify ourselves. Krishna really does not need our service. He's got thousands and thousands of Lakshmis serving him. So when we are bathing Krishna, when we are, you know, on the altar scrubbing the floor, all we are, and these are some. Worship is, in some ways, is an austerity. Is what we are doing is we are cleaning ourselves. The more we rub, scrub, bathe Krishna, we're really cleaning our hearts. We're scrubbing our hearts, getting rid of those impurities, so that we may become capable. We may become to the point that Krishna wants to see us. Prabhupada has always said, right, that don't, what is it said? how does he put it? I know the second half. Everybody says that, yeah, we want to see Krishna, but he said we should act like, we should do like that Krishna wants to see us. Krishna wants to see it. And so that for that we have to serve him, we have to do all those sacrifices and the austerities and all the dan that and so we have these examples. We take a look at Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he left his father's home, kingdom. And what was he going to do? He went to find Krishna. So he could bargain with him, or he could say, "Okay, give me that kingdom that my mother, my stepmother was talking about." And what happened on the way? He met Narad Muni. And what did Narad Muni say? Okay, Well, first said, "Go home," and the kid won't go home. So he saw the faith or the sincerity or the determination. And then what did he ask him to do? He said, you go in the forest, you take some clay, make a deity out of it, and worship him. And then he told him what to eat, what not to eat. And Dhruva Maharaj did that very sincerely. He made a deity of clay. He used to take all his baths, worship the deity with fruits and flowers, patram pushpam, you know, all those things. And then gradually as he purified, he started to meditate, with all those things. You know, he stopped eating and then he stopped drinking and then he stopped breathing, once every few days, so on and so forth. And in doing that, he purified himself that within 6 months, such a short period, I believe it was 6 months, Krishna appeared to him as Lord Vishnu. Okay. Now, but in all of these things, what is common, if we want to be able to see the Krishna, there is, I'm just going to read the shloka. It's a process. It's a process. Krishna does not appear just out of our whims. It's a process, and it is mentioned in many places, but I just happened to pick up chapter 4, text 10 of the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says there in text 10, Vitarag bhai krodha manmaya mama aprishita bhavo jnana tapasa puta mad bhavam agata. So being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me and thus they attained as love for me. And in this purport, in the middle of the purport, Prabhupada brings up that process that according to the Bhakti Rasama Sindhu, the science of devotional service is what? Adav Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajan Kriya Tatha Anartha Nivritti Syat Tato Nishtha Ruchi Stataha. And then Atha Shakti Asakti Tato Bhavas Tatha Prema Vyudhyananchiti Sadhakana Mayam Premna Pradur Bhave Bhavet Kramaha. So if we want to see Krishna, if we have the desire to see Krishna, that he appears before us, he respects with us, then we have to follow this process. The first process is Shraddha, faith. We have the basic faith that that there is God. Without faith, we cannot move on. First thing is faith. And in fact, this process, by the way, is the process that Narad Muni went through. We take a look at the story of Narad Muni. In case of Narad Muni,
you know, he was in the ashram of the sages. So he got the he had basic Shraddha. And then what did he get? Sadhu Sangha, the association. So next step, once we have faith, then it takes us to the next stage of getting the association of the devotees. It also means getting the blessing or association of the spiritual master. Without the spiritual master, we cannot see Krishna. Take a look at any of the appearances of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj, he says, I owe it to Narad Muni. Right? Lord Nrisimhadev said, please come with me. You know, he said, no, I want to stay back and serve my guru. Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni again was there. So, in case of Narad Muni himself, he had those sages. Because what the Sadhu Sangha does, what the Guru does, is he engages us in the third step, which is bhajan kriya, in devotional service, in the yajnas, in the austerities, in the tapa. And why is the bhajan kriya done? Purification. And what does that mean? That's the next step. Once we do that, is anartha nivritti. We have so many anarthas, so many faults, so many, you know, whatever. That's why we cannot see Krishna. Is we are impure. We have so many impurities, anarthas. And when we do bhajan kriya, when we worship the deities, when we follow the spiritual master's orders, when we do that, it takes out all the dirt that we have accumulated for thousands and thousands of lifetimes, millions of lifetimes. And once that comes out, then what happens? Then we develop. Then we get determination. It's like, you know, it's like we're climbing a mountain. Okay? Follow the process, and it's like you reach, like if you're climbing like Mount Everest, you reach like 28,000 feet. Mount Everest is 29,000, right? And that's where it seems like I can't do it. But then you've gone so much that at that point, then what happens? The determination takes you. You're gasping for breath. You know, you don't know if the oxygen will last, the cold and everything else. At that point, the determination, no, I've been here so long, just I gotta do it. And so this is what we're talking about, is a nishtha. And in every devotee's life, all these things happen. Anatnavrati, everything comes to happen. And still, if we examine everyone, even Srila Prabhupada's life, right? He's been Vrindavan. He was publishing back to Godheads, cleaning the Radha Damodar temple. He was doing everything with this, you know, boom, boom. And then, you know, towards the very end, what happens? He's gored by this cow, and he's on his way from, I think, Delhi towards Vrindavan. And he's laying in the hot sun for about 3-4 hours, bleeding, no one took care of him. Finally, somebody took him. And that at that time, what happened? He could have walked off. He could have walked off. I think I would do the same thing. I mean, I've had enough with Krishna consciousness, you know. But no. But he was determined. His faith became even more. Same thing in New York City. You know, he was there. He had everything, and things were just starting to kind of settled down for him, and guess again what? He was robbed again of everything. And then he didn't quit. He didn't quit, right? He could have gone back. In fact, you know, one thing he used to do in New York City, if you read the Leelamrita, every 3 weeks or so,
or every day or every week. Or he used to go to the docks and check the schedule of the ship that was going to return. But something kept him going, the determination. I mean, Prabhupada already had ruchi and everything else. I mean, I shouldn't talk about that in that sense. But once we have determination that we're going to succeed, and that's when you start getting the taste, ruchi. And you take a look at Narad Muni's, he says that after he had served the sages, he got a taste of the holy name. Before that, he had never chanted. I mean, he didn't have the taste. And then, once we have the taste, it's like once we get on drugs, then we are hooked. When the taste comes in, then there's asakti. Asakti means addiction in some ways, in a sort of karmi language. We are attached, we get hooked. And that's why we see devotees sort of leave the movement all the time. But you see them after 5 years, 10 years, they come back. Because we say Krishna has trapped you, they are addicted. After a certain point, even if someone tries, all of you are at that point, you can try to leave. You'll be back. Because we're all addicted to the name. I think I've talked about it. I had a devotee in Boise. And he went through a phase and he says, I'm not coming. And his wife came to me and said, just make sure he's chanting. He said, yeah, that he is doing. And then about a month later, I was with Mangal Arati, and he showed up right after Mangal Arati. He didn't say a single word. He was mad at me, mad at the whole world, mad at everyone. He just came in, and he was just chanting. And finally things got better. I asked him, he said, Prabhu, I tried to leave, but I was so addicted to chanting. And there's no place where I could get the chanting done without any interruption, without anyone, was a temple. So I had to come back. I was addicted to chanting. So that's the asakti. And once we have that, okay, when we take drugs, what happens next when you take too much of it? I mean, why do you take drugs? To get high, right? That's what the bhava is. After asakti comes bhava. Right? They always go crazy. They're dancing all of a sudden. Things are happening. Perspiration, the hair standing on the end, crying. That happens, doesn't it? And that's when Krishna appears. That's when Krishna appears. In all the appearances, you see the process taking place. Sometimes it's instantaneous. All those steps you can do it one at a time like this. Sometimes it takes years. But therefore Prabhupada said, it is not the art of Krishna consciousness, it is the science of Krishna consciousness. There's a definite process. So we all have the potential of seeing Krishna. So which brings up to the next point, which I promised Parthasarathi Prabhu I'll do it. He said he's going to listen online. This is the month of Marathon, Sankirtan. Then Mahashmi Prabhu, all of you have done Sankirtan. What about this age? Krishna has disappeared, right? Bhagavatam starts with that. Arjuna went to see Krishna, he didn't find it. He's very depressed, and then what happened? He started remembering his conversations with Krishna. And therefore it is said, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the appearance of Krishna in the sound form. Huh? The son of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't remember the exact shloka. If someone does, please say that. But Krishna appears in Kali Yuga. He appears in the form of his name. He appears in Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said that. He said, I didn't write the Bhagavad Gita. You know, I was a scribe. He talks about clearly about Krishna book. When Prabhupada used to read Krishna book, he was reading like a child was listening to stories. It's like devotees have said again and again that Prabhupada never said, oh, you know, this page when I was writing this something, you know, this is what I was thinking. Krishna book, he always used to hear. He never ever said, I think once, that I wrote this thing. He always said, you know, like somebody had dictated to him. Krishna was speaking. And so, in this month, especially, you know, we can see Krishna when we distribute the books. Sankirtan devotee knows that. He knows that it's not that he's not distributing books, he's just an instrument. He sees the super soul or gets the feeling of super soul in the other person's heart. And he's praying to the super soul, please send this person over so he can take the book. So not only when we distribute books, not only we have the potential, because Sankirtan is a very purifying activity. See, the purification is necessary. We cannot see Krishna without being pure. What is the fastest way of getting pure? 16 rounds and what? Sankirtan. Boy, I mean, I've done a little bit of it. When you go out on the street, first time that somebody shouts at you, it's an instant lesson in humility and tolerance. That's part of purification. We have to get the 26 qualities. It's an instant realization when somebody takes a book that Krishna is there. As this person, you know, he smoker, drunkard, walking around. I mean, he's not even qualified to touch the book. In fact, you find in India, many of the Indians, according to pious Indians, like Parthadi Prabhu was talking about last night, they just know enough rules that they will not take a Bhagavad Gita. So I cannot touch this Gita because I have not taken a bath today or I'm smoking. They make all the excuses. And they say, well, don't worry about it. Okay, you know, fine, just, you know, please take it. No, I cannot touch it, sir, because, you know, I've been smoking. And so the devotee realizes, I mean, he's seeing Krishna in action. If you want to see Krishna in action, distribute a book. And like, not only that, I think I said this before, the other thing is, Prabhupada said that in the Delhi temple, what they do every day, I mean, we should have maybe a board over here, like we do over here. They write on the board every day a quotation from Srila Prabhupada about importance of distributing books. They have it in the temple, so everyone said. And among the quotations that I saw, he said, Prabhupada, he said, anyone who distributes my books, he said, I personally guarantee that Lord Chaitanya will come personally to take you back to Godhead. And I read that and I said, wow, all I have to do is distribute one book. Prabhupada said, yeah, anyone who distributes even one book of mine, I'll be personally indebted to him eternally. You see, that is, what else do we need? If you want to see Krishna face to face, not only that, if we want to have someone else see Krishna face to face, there she is. The Sankirtan in this one is not only we can see Krishna, but by giving that book to someone else, we can also have him see Krishna. There's never been such a time like this. You know? It's 2-for-1 offer. And so, I think the time is up. That's the, all I was saying is that Prabhupada says that here, he may be present in the form of Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Nrisimha, and so on. And this Kali Yuga, he is present in the form of his name, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srila Prabhupada's books. So we have really this golden opportunity to really experience, feel the golden avatar. And Prabhupada has made this so easy for us. So please just go out and distribute Krishna to everyone. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Yes. One thousand times 10,000. That is about 1 billion years? 10 million, sorry, 10 million, yeah. I'm off by it. I don't know. Time has its way of expanding and contracting. I'm in Satyuga, I don't know. It's like they say Sanatana Goswami, even in his old age, for a long time, he used to circumambulate the entire Braj Mandal every day. And you wonder how he used to do that. And I used to wonder so much. And I said, this is wrong and something else. And finally, someone, a devotee, told me, he said, well, it's written there, that for him, Krishna used to, because the Braj Mandal or Golok Dham is like a lotus flower, and then when, like lotus flower at the night time, it folds up, then it's easy to circumvent, right? So I said, that's what he used to do for Sanatana Goswami. I said, that makes sense. So I'm sure there's a logical answer. Like I said, Krishna was fulfilling your desire. I was told last night to give the lecture, so I didn't read much. Didn't do much research. I just read a few shlokas before and after, and so. But I can find the answer. But in Satyuga, everyone had long life, and the duration must be. He says he left young, right? Not. Yeah, so if he had a lifetime of hundreds of years, thousands of years, then youth could be, half of that. In fact, Satyuga, you could almost will your death when you wanted to leave. And so from that perspective, you could be young for a billion years, and then you decide that I want to leave, then you leave. So that's probably the answer. Anything else? Yes.
You were mentioning that the worship is the specific form of the Lord, and that is represented in the week of the years of the devotee. But at the time that Prahlad was preaching to his father, he was talking about the super soul that is only present in the pillar of the spouse. So at that time, was Prahlad aware of this form?
No, but now, very nice point. Prahlad Maharaj, some places said he is in the Shantaras, which means that he accepted the Lord. It really didn't matter to him what form he came in. You're saying is like, unlike Hanuman. Hanuman is in the Dasya Ras, and he always wanted to serve and see Lord Ram. But it is said Prahlad Maharaj was in the in his mood was in the Shantaras. He was not really in like Madhuri Ras, or in Ashwari. He just was there in whatever form Lord you come in, I'm yours to serve. And so in this case, Lord Brahma's benediction was the one that made Narsingadev come in the form that he did. Okay. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was so happy, he was the only one. He said, it didn't matter what shape he came in. I'm glad you're here. I'm so happy to see you. So that was his mood. Okay. Did it answer? No, not quite. I'm not conveying it nicely. Unlike Bhishma Dev, okay, he wanted to see the Vishnu form. He was attached to that. Prahlad Maharaj was not attached to a particular form of the Lord, and that's what I'm saying. So he, if the Lord would have come in the Varaha form, would have been fine for him also. Okay, if the Lord would have come in the Vishnu form, that would have been fine also. Unlike Bhishma Dev, Krishna was standing in his two-hand form, and Bhishma said, "No, I want to see the Vishnu form." And so Narsingadev came because of Lord Brahma's benediction, what he had given. So he had no choice but to do that sort of interesting form. Okay, yes. Yeah, and then you're ready to do any service. It's like they say that all the trees and the cows and the Golgham and Shantras, they're just waiting for Krishna to do whatever he wants to do with them. So Prahlad Maharaj was in that. At least that's what I've been told. Yeah. So anything else? Yeah, he did. Again, it says you caught me off guard. I don't have the exact answers. And but that was, so I'm saying that was in the age of Satyug, right? So the time spans and when you got old, when you got young, was totally different. You know, it's like that's same thing. You know, Lord Ram. You know, he ruled for 10,000 years after he came back, but he had love and Kush. I'm not sure what age he had them, but it was like it is not the normal to have children between the age of 25 and 50. You know. It's a different time span. Different. Anything else? Shun Bhagavatam ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai.